This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
Beautiful dreamer, wake unto me.
That's Raoul Malo, one of the artists featured on a new tribute album to Stephen Foster.
Sounds of the rude world heard in the day.
Stephen Foster, born in 1826, considered America's first great songwriter, the first to make a living by writing songs, parlor ballads like Beautiful Dreamer or Genie with a Light Brown Hair, but also comic songs performed in coarse dialect in blackface minstrel shows of the time.
I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. Go.
Oh, Susanna, performed on the new CD by Michelle Schacht, began as a minstrel song. Biographer Ken Emerson says it was first performed in 1847 at the Eagle Ice Cream Saloon in Pittsburgh, where it caught the ear of minstrel performers.
And gradually, quite quickly as a matter of fact, it spread because the minstrel groups would tour up and down the Ohio River Valley and then also go to New York. And so very quickly, the song was whistled on the wind, as it was said at the time, and became even the theme song of the California Gold Rush.
Last night, well, I had a dream, and everything was still. Dreamed I saw Susanna coming around the hill.
It's a fascinating thing to think about, how a song could spread so quickly back then. This is the late 1840s, and it just catches on like crazy.
Well, there was no radio, of course. People made their own music, and also there were touring bands, and sheet music proliferated quickly. And in the same way that, you know, today you might go to a Prince concert and they'll sell you a CD or a T-shirt, in those days, if you had a band that might come to town, they would obviously be trying to sell their sheet music by the side.
The version of Oh, Susanna that we hear now is quite different, I imagine, from what we would have heard back then. It was considered an Ethiopian song. That was what it would have been called back then.
Yes. Stephen Foster's original song was violently racist. Its second verse is a verse that no one would dare perform today. Not only does it include lurid racial epithets, but it also refers almost derisively to the death of African Americans. Stephen Foster began writing music in the minstrel blackface tradition, which was already 10 to 15 years old when he began writing. And that was America's, unfortunately in some ways, first indigenous popular music. And yet out of this music eventually sprung music that was less embarrassing, more powerful, and that spoke to people deeply. I mean, Stephen Foster himself very quickly changed the lyrics to the blackface songs he was writing.
We do hear some of this shift in how Stephen Foster approaches race in another song which I wasn't familiar with called Nellie Was a Lady. It's done on the CD by Alvin Youngblood Hart.
Yes.
Nellie was a lady. Last night she died. Toll a bell for lovely Nell, my dark Virginia bride.
On the one hand, you might say to refer to someone as a dark Virginia bride is in itself insulting. But on the other hand, the refrain is Nellie was a lady. And that was the first time that an American songwriter had ever referred to an African-American woman as a lady. And this was a novel occurrence, and an important thing that Stephen Foster played a major role in was taking the sort of the muck, if you will, of blackface music and elevating it and dignifying the role and the personhood of African Americans. This is also profoundly apparent in My Old Kentucky Home.
Oh, the sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home. 'Tis summer, the old folks are gay. Well, the corn tops right and the meadows in the bloom. While the birds make music all the day.
My Old Kentucky Home, Goodnight on this CD is done by John Prine. This is a song that Stephen Foster wrote after the publication of Uncle Tom's Cabin, I've read. What's the significance of that?
Exactly.
How did one influence the other?
Yes. Oh, obviously, when it came out, Uncle Tom's Cabin was at that point became immediately the best-selling novel in the history of America. It was a massive success, and Stephen Foster read it, and it touched a nerve with him and impelled him in ways to write a song that was even more sympathetic than previous works that he had written to African Americans, and even more critical of slavery, because the song is about an African American family that is divided by slavery and literally sold down the river, as happens in the novel, from the relatively benign circumstances in Kentucky to the horrifying conditions that in the cane plantations in Mississippi and Louisiana.
By and by, hard times will come knocking at my door. Then my old Kentucky home, good night.
I'm disturbed about the fact that John Prine eliminates all the verses that refer to slavery. He's certainly written himself and performed great songs about race and class, but he sort of neuters the song by eliminating the verses about being sold down the river, the references to slavery.
I wonder if this example of abridging this song, My Old Kentucky Home, says something about the way that we read or sing Stephen Foster songs today. What do you think it says?
Yeah, it is always a challenge. And over the years, I've had many friendly and sometimes not so friendly arguments about the appropriateness of using lyrics that are racially offensive. It is a challenge as a writer myself dealing with this material, and it's also a challenge to a performer performing this material. Do we sanitize it? Do we make this a sort of antiseptic? Or do we somehow prepare audiences to deal with it? And I think that often a proper preparation, the same kind of preparation that one would take if one were to teach Huckleberry Finn, makes this music and makes our music and our history and our cultural legacy come alive.
Ken Emerson wrote the liner notes for the new CD, Beautiful Dreamer, The Songs of Stephen Foster. For all his early fame, Foster was sliding into oblivion when he died at age 37 in New York City, an alcoholic, just 38 cents in his wallet.
When I was young, I felt the tide of aspirations undefiled, but manhood's years have wronged the pride my parents centered in their child. Then by a mother's sacred tear, by all that memory should revere.
You can find lyrics and more music at our website, npr.org. This is All Things Considered from NPR News.